You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Get in the Batcave, Michael.
Okay.
Don't do Red Bull. Do cocoa or something.
Wowie zowie, citizen.
This is MZ Now.
I think Chris was the only one that lost power that I know of.
Yeah, I think so. That's...
I didn't know anyone that did.
Well, I did see like postings of people losing power, but it wasn't like they didn't get as much coverage in the news this time around. So there's people out without power for a while.
It was the poor neighborhoods. That's why.
We need to get Mark on the phone, please. Talk about this.
Some new,
is he out of jail yet?
Hopefully. He might be back in.
Allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly. Rumor has it.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know the snow was coming, honestly.
Yes, really? You did.
I did it until like Wednesday night.
It was in a show in here informed him there was bad weather coming.
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
I was out driving around like at 10 p.m. Wednesday night. It was just like drizzling.
I almost got in a fight in the Jack in the Box parking lot on Wednesday night.
Really? This one over here?
Yeah. Here? Down the street? Well, oh, that's why.
I'm sure it had something to do with a homeless guy.
I don't know if he was homeless. I think he was just a crazy guy out of the pen.
What happened?
No, he was homeless.
I'm in the line of the Jack in the Box. I only have like 20 minutes in between what I got to do, you know? And I was going to go to Whataburger down the street, but they take too long.
Yeah.
There's not fast food there. It's just a fine dining establishment.
No, you have to go to the one down this way, and that's quite a bit farther.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided I'm going to go to Jack in the Box real quick, even though inside I knew I shouldn't have gone to Jack in the Box.
Why?
Because I'm never satisfied. Like, the food's really good while you're eating it, but I'm never satisfied afterwards.
Well, what do you get? Because I agree with you.
I usually get the breakfast stuff, because I don't really like the burgers too much. I get, like, the breakfast, like, jumbo sausage or...
Breakfast is harder to mess up.
Yeah.
The extreme sausage sandwich.
Extreme sausage sandwich. Yeah, the number 12.
The breakfast's good.
I don't know what it is.
Try the, there's a country chicken... like burger thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a ranch and like a chicken sandwich, like a chicken fillet or whatever the f*** it is. I couldn't even think of it.
What kind of chicken?
A chicken breast.
The sign language.
With the word breast.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's not my normal vocabulary, that's why. If I didn't know, I was gay. So, just FYI. Yeah, try that next time.
Okay.
Because that one's actually pretty good. The burgers have went downhill. Like,
man, I never thought they had good burgers. Never.
I did.
If you were drunk enough, they were good.
No, see, that's the thing with the tacos. The tacos.
Tacos are good, yes.
Yeah, the tacos are always good there.
Yeah.
But you have to dunk them in, you know, like a 16-ounce cup of sauce. So.
Yeah.
Their buttermilk dipping sauce is perfect.
You mean ranch?
Well, yes.
I didn't see buttermilk ranch. Rated on your blog.
Well, they get mad at me here for talking about ranch. So
so I'm in line for my breakfast sandwich, my jumbo sausage. And I think it's called extreme sausage.
Did I tell you I was gay, by the way?
Yeah. So I'm in line, and this guy's going up and down. He's harassing people in the line, which actually is a great, if I was a homeless guy, that's where I would go, because where are they going to go? There's no stoplight.
Right.
You know, there's no stop sign. They can't just drive ahead. They're stuck. You're trapped there, and you got a captive audience. But this guy's being very aggressive. And there's an old lady in front of me, and he's scaring her, I can tell. And then he comes up to me, and he asked me for a lighter. I roll down the windows. What? You got a lighter? No, I don't smoke. Okay, but you got a lighter? No, I don't have a lighter. Why would I need a lighter if I don't smoke? Okay, so you got no lighter? No, I don't have a lighter. And I roll the window up. And then I move forward in the line.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy comes back again after making his round. You gonna buy me a sandwich? No, I'm not gonna buy a sandwich. I got somewhere to be.
Like, did you already like put your order in?
I'm literally a car away from this.
Okay,
the little menu.
That would have been funny if he asked that after you put your food in.
Yeah. No, he's walking beside the car. Like, I'm moving up to make my order. He's right there. But I'm starting to think to myself, let's say I did buy him a sandwich. Is he just going to walk beside the car?
Yeah.
Until we got to the window, and then I just give it to him and he walks off? Or do I have to come back around and fine them again, it's a waste of my time. So the logic doesn't make sense here. Right. So I'm like, no, I'm not buying you a sandwich. And so he goes, well, F you then. And he walks off. I said, okay, you too. God bless. And he said, what? And he came back.
Gosh.
He said, this ain't no game. You think this is a game? He goes, I just got out the pen for doing murder. I said, well, good for you. I said, where are you from? And I started talking about where he's from, his life story. I said, he said, Laredo. I said, well, you're a long way from home. I was in a bad mood too, so I was ready to verbally fight with somebody.
That's so funny.
But he goes, and he shows me his tattoos, or I don't know if he's had a weapon, or he lifts his shirt up. I think he was just showing me his tattoos. Like, I care. I don't care.
Right.
What does it mean to me? I mean,
yeah. He said, I did time at the pen, and he pulls his shirt up. And that's why I said, well, good for you.
He did time at the pen.
At the pen.
For murder.
Yeah. There's a pen here. It's a jailhouse.
Like, where they drop you off here when you left? You just hitchhiked to Dallas? It doesn't make sense. How'd you get here? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So I'm like, man, why are you over here cussing and yelling at people in line? We're just trying to eat. I'm trying to eat too. I said, yeah, but we're minding our own business. You're over here yelling at everybody. Yeah.
I have money. You don't.
Right. He goes, I'm just angry, man. And meanwhile, it's my time to get up to the menu. Right. So I got to drive up to the menu thing. He's walking beside me. So I'm hoping I'm running him over or something. But he's walking beside me. He's like, I'm just angry. I said, oh, I'd be angry too. But it doesn't give you the right to be over here yelling at people on the line. Yeah. He said, well, are you going to buy me a sandwich then? I said, I already told you. I ain't buying you no sandwich.
That's how you said it.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. I was mad.
I'm not buying you a sandwich.
No. I was yelling at this point. We were yelling at each other. And then
the little crack to the window.
Yeah, meanwhile. Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
Oh, God.
Oh, he had the sandwich that he bought him.
For the bullhorn.
He's going into our...
I don't know if that works.
into our basement.
There is, like, if you open Batman, let's see if it's a treasure trove back there.
Yeah, there's a lot of little toys and stuff. See if this still works. Yeah. So meanwhile, I'm pulling up to the drive-thru menu.
Speaker box.
The speaker box.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to buy you a sandwich. Tell you I ain't going to buy you a sandwich.
Can I take your order, please?
And the guy's like, will you buy me a meal? He said something in a different word I didn't understand.
But now he wants a combo meal.
Now he wants a whole meal.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can I take your order, please?
I already told you I'm not going to buy you a sandwich. This is all happening in front of the speaker box. I already told you I'm not going to buy you a sandwich. I'm not going to buy you a meal. I got things to do. I'm on a time crunch. Well, I'm on a time crunch too.
For what?
Ma'am.
What?
And meanwhile, this guy and I are going back and forth. And so finally, I'm like, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you money. You go do something else. Go buy whatever you need after that. And he goes, oh, okay, bro. Yeah, all right. Now he's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And he tries to fist bump me. I said, on one condition that you get, I didn't fist bump him back. I said, I'm not doing all that. I said, on one condition that you go leave this place and stop yelling and cussing at people in line.
Yeah,
and you
leave. Go to the McDonald's.
Go to the McDonald's.
The
go to KFC somewhere else, but you leave these people alone. Oh, okay, man. Bet.
Can I take your order, please?
Hang on 1 second.
I'm making a deal right now.
I'm making a deal. Yeah. It's a Shark Tank. So I said, I'm going to give you, I only had like $32 in my wallet. So I pull out the cash. I never carry cash either. So this worked out perfectly. And so I'm like, here, I'm going to give you all the money in my wallet. I don't know how much this is, like $30 or something. Go get yourself a lighter and whatever else you need, your little sandwich and all that stuff. Oh, bro, thank you so much. Can I take your, oh, hang on.
Can I take your order, please?
I'm still in the middle of this. So again, there's a crowd of people behind, you know what I mean? Like there's a line already going out there. The lady up front is not moving because she's scared. So I said, so I give him the money and he goes, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. And then I said, now quit effing yelling at people. I said, cussing at people as he walked off. And then we went through the line. I was in a bad mood that day. And we went through the line. By the time I came back around, he was gone. So I saved everyone in that line for $32.
Wow. I'm like Batman.
Superman. Yeah, he literally went to go buy drugs.
This is Texas, so like statistically, at least 30% of the people in your line have a firearm on them. So
yeah, nobody shot him though. I did it with that in a peaceful I was Captain McCard. I was very diplomatic.
So then you saved him.
Yeah, I saved him. I saved every. I calmed the situation by yelling and cussing at him.
I doubt.
I fought fire with fire.
All the firearms action over here happens like that way towards the strip clubs. Not really at this intersection here.
Right.
Well, we can just start expanding the scope then.
I don't think you saved
me. Ma'am, can I please take your order?
Did he call you ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
Not the guy.
No, you.
I'm talking about the
worker called you ma'am.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
Yeah, because I was yelling. Because, you know, when I yell, my voice goes up higher. Like,
it's a higher pitch.
It's a higher pitch. Quit yelling at people! Ma'am.
Is your name Lois Lane?
Yeah. It was like the wrong... Usually, I'm very passive. Like, Eric knows. Like I said, he goes, you probably didn't say it like that. Normally, I wouldn't. Normally, I would just roll the window up or ignore him or whatever. But I was in a very bad mood. I hadn't slept.
Did you have your ASP on you?
My Ooh? What?
Your collapsible ASP.
What?
Excuse me?
You know, your club.
Excuse me?
You're
what's going on here? I say this all
your
slower.
Jumbo sausage you're trying to say.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course I did.
No, you're
say that again, Clark. What did I have on me? My collapsible what?
Your collapsible ASP.
Well, yes, I did, actually. No, I didn't have anything on. Actually, no, I did.
You
I had
know what
a,
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
know
I know.
Talking about.
Talking my little baton.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
But by the time you extract that thing, that's 30 minutes. Cause I had
no, it's not.
I got to open that thing.
It is for him.
It gets like stuck and you got to twist it. And I'm like, hang on.
Then you need to buy a new one.
Hang on. And I didn't have I had nothing.
Because with that thing, I'd be like quick to action.
Literally.
I'm beat your ass in the middle.
Exactly.
In the middle of this drive-thru.
But my lethal weapon is my mouth. For me.
Oh,
that's
wow.
My, you know what
it's
I mean?
No, I thought it was your best asset.
Well, that too. It's my car sauce. Is that what you called it? What'd you call it? My baton?
Extreme car your sausage.
My car baton.
Your collapsible
car
ass.
Sausage.
Yeah, my car sausage. Look that up on UrbanDictionary.com.
Oh, no.
What's a car sausage?
Yeah.
You should use that to pay that guy.
We got we got an extreme sausage sandwich,
yeah.
A collapsible ass,
right,
and a car sausage.
And his mouth is a weapon.
Can I take your order, please?
By the way, none of this was on the schedule for today.
It never is. We got that Joe Rogan prep going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Now we're getting canceled.
Uh-oh.
Is there really... this what happened?
Just turned off. But there was not a car sausage, but there was a sausage car. And it had something to do with only females driving in Japan. If if someone else wants to look that up.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm going to try this. Energy, please.
What is it? A packet?
It's a patch.
A patch.
It's an energy patch.
Oh, no.
Some girl got this one. She said
crack cocaine.
She wanted me to stop drinking energy drinks, so she brought me these patches.
Don't do that. Do cocoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we go back to the sausage car for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I feel like this is going to be implemented pretty soon here.
In the United States?
Yeah. In 2004, the Japanese government implemented an all-female car on many subways. This was done to keep men from feeling up and harassing women.
That's right.
The other cars on the train became sausage cars because they are full of men.
That's what we used to call Vickery Park.
Yeah.
Sausage bar.
Yeah.
Whenever it starts smelling like dead bodies.
Yeah. All right.
Start.
So this is a patch.
Where do you put it?
It says put it in a very veiny area.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Jumbo sausage?
Peel it. This is what it says. Directions. Peel it. And set it and forget it. Patches are most effective when applied to your veiny parts.
Are you?
This ain't big enough.
Is that a nicotine or
hemp?
What is it?
Caffeine, hemp? Probably.
20 mg of hemp plus B12.
Oh, okay.
B12's the energy part.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hemp is for. I'm gonna
try
the
calming.
I was hoping. I was hoping.
I don't want to be
calm. You're gonna be doing. God, what is that?
You don't want to be completely like. Jittery either.
It's true.
I think not that's probably what the hemp is for.
Not methadone. What's the other one?
That does what?
That people are dying of. Like it's like heroin, like way better.
Oh,
like,
fentanyl.
Yeah, I was hoping it was a fentanyl patch.
Mm,
dude, this is gonna be a great show.
All right, let's see how this goes. It's got these lines in. I'm just gonna pop it here on.
Oh god.
Oh no.
What if you don't have good like veins?
I hope
I have the greatest veins ever.
I hope you have a panic attack.
My veins are tremendous.
Show.
Wait. So how long does it take to
what
effect?
What do you mean, wait? It's already on.
No, how long does it take for the effects of the...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, Jesus.
About 30 minutes.
I don't understand, though.
He said, wait, I can't wait. I already put it on.
Dude, if this becomes a new bit on the show, I'm just going to show up with random stuff you've never tried.
Oh.
What happens if...
Uh-oh.
Wait, it came off?
Well, no, I didn't put on the most veiniest part.
I mean, we can take a break.
Don't want to mainline it the first time you try it.
I mean, you got a room back there.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Been a little tingly, but it's fine.
Sure.
I don't know if it works that fast. Might be my head.
Your what? What?
Might all be in my head.
Oh.
Oh.
By the way, speaking of, so I hit up Julie this week because I was waiting for a package to come in the mail, and I wasn't sure if the post office was going to be closed or not.
Oh, yeah. They're closed for everything now.
Yeah. There's a little moisture on the road. We better shut it down. So I hit up Julia. I'm like, are you guys working or not? No, I'm at home. I'm paying you guys 52 cents a stamp for what? A little moisture on the road, little sleet. I'm over here driving around the gas station to get an energy drink, but y'all can't deliver my packages? I'm very disappointed. Like, I would think that Cliff Clavin would have a very big, like, he would retire from the service, I think, if he had to work at this postal service that we have today.
Yeah, they're soft.
Very soft. That's snowflakes right there. United States Postal Service.
Well, I mean, are they, is she doing that thing where she works from home for the post office?
Yeah, she does 40 lines from the house.
Like, how does that work?
I guess I don't get paid. I can't tell if this thing's working or not. How does a patch actually work? Like, does it seep through your skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it works. That's exactly how a lot of things work.
You just put on top and it just seeps right through?
Yeah.
That's why you keep buying Apple products, because your watch has been seeping into your blood for so long.
Well, they said that apple cider vinegar is pretty good for you.
Mm.
All right. What do we actually have on the schedule today?
I couldn't tell you now. This thing just died.
Well, the next thing is delete Coke.
Oh, yeah. That was something.
What happened?
I don't do drugs. I haven't done any drugs before.
That should have been a question mark on there. I don't know if I'm going to. I changed that to something else. We'll get to it later. Actually, okay. You know what? We have time. What was that thing about ponchos?
Oh, I heard that there's no flags at ponchos anymore. You can't raise any flags.
First of all, I think you need to describe to the audience what ponchos is. That
no, they know what it is.
That might not know. Do you think the people in the Philippines know what ponchos is?
Sure. Oh,
speaking of, see if we can get the theme song. You know the raise the flag
song? Raise the flag.
So ponchos is although it's a buffet, you get served at the buffet by a server. So
it's
there's
a cafeteria style,
right?
Like a Luby's or Fur.
Now explain to Luby's
like
for those people that don't know.
Oh, no,
Luby's is.
Everybody should know what Luby's is.
Everybody even in the Philippines,
35 knows.
Yeah,
what Luby's was. I think they're done too.
And essentially, it's a Mexican food cafeteria, and you do have a server though that will come by and check on you to make sure. Like if you want to get more to eat, it's all you can eat. So. Mm-hmm. There's a way that you indicate that you need more food, more sopapillas. And so they have like these little, on their little condiment caddy that has, your salt and your pepper and your sugars and whatnot, there's a flag in the middle of it that has a Mexican flag. It's a
super cheap, like laminated piece of paper.
Right. And
y'all have laminated ones? Ours was just a piece of paper.
It's all wet from
the fingerprint oils.
Oh, God. So gross. But you basically run the flag up like you just landed on the moon just to get some sopapillas.
And that's how you let whoever was walking around.
Right.
There weren't exactly waiters, but whoever was walking around would know you needed something.
Yeah. Which actually worked out well. And I wish more restaurants would do that, because I don't like the server coming up 15 times during my meal. I'm in the middle of a conversation or the middle of a bite.
Right.
I'd rather just like hit a button and let you know we need something.
I mean, they kind of have that at Fogo.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially,
it's basically a stoplight.
Right.
Red light. Green
oh, cool.
Light.
Yeah. It's basically
it's like,
the same thing.
Bring me more crap. Stop bringing me crap.
Yeah. That's what every restaurant needs. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't know if this is true or not. Never been to Italy, but I've heard in Italy, eating such a big bonding time and a big part of the culture that waiters will just kind of stand aside until you make eye contact. They will not bother the table because people are in conversation. It's how they catch up with each other. It's a very important time of the day.
But they also have I think Italy and France are kind of in the same, that a lunch over there is a hour and a half, 2 hour experience.
Yeah, it should be.
We should have that.
Yeah. We need to learn a lot from the Italians.
Yeah. Hey,
they got to figure it out.
Tell like an explicit story to one of my friends, and then here comes the waiter bringing our waters or whatever.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
the best.
Now I got to just like stop.
And then he brought out the car sausage.
I'm going to tell you right now, there, whatever your story is, the waiter's already heard it. The waiter has already heard it.
No, I'm telling you.
It's a personal story.
No,
gay story, you probably have heard
it. I have heard it. I worked that.
Please.
I worked that dish in Cedar Springs for a little while. Oh, God. I heard
things. What's dish?
Dish.
I don't know what dish is.
Dish. It's not there anymore. It's where the gay, it was where the drag brunch was.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, they had rats.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they had rats working there. How do you think I got a job there?
Here's the commercial for Poncho.
Oh, yeah.
Fast food place and see what you get. At Pancho's Mexican Buffet, it'll get you more of the things you love from our all-you-can-eat buffet for just $4.99.
I don't know what this is. $4.99.
We'll be second, dude, right to your table.
That was 25
Plus,
years ago.
You get free soup.
Yeah, 94.
But this isn't the song, though.
I think it comes at the end.
So raise a flag at Pancho's. And give up on those other
guys. Wait a minute. Is there a baby with a mustache in that commercial?
Yeah.
Because that's how you know. No, really?
Yeah.
They didn't say it,
because it's going to be raise the flag, raise the flag at Pancho's Mexican Buffet or something
like
that.
94.
You got to look for like the year 2000. Look.
Theme.
We need to look up the album. Now that's what I call a Pancho's theme song.
You're not calling up on TikTok right now. Like,
ooh. Volume 5.
I will say, so when I went when I was a little kid, I remember like the Pancho's that we went to was like all decked out. Like,
oh yeah. It looked like you visited your crazy aunt that lives in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Right. Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Now we're talking.
Okay, that's not possible. That's the Mexican restaurant. Yeah.
That's a legit one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I can't even remember what happened. I just remember they went through a little PR thing for a little while.
It was like a food scandal, right?
It was something with the food, and they started like making everyone that worked there would come out like every 15 minutes and do the Macarena in front of everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't remember that.
I just remember one thing I remember as a kid, that Pancho's was the only place that I really, really remember when you would walk through the buffet line that everybody was wearing a hairnet. And I think I even saw like some really hairy dudes wearing like a makeshift hairnet around their forearms.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't find the theme, but yeah.
All good.
Oh, man.
The birthday parties at Pancho's were amazing. Yeah. Did you guys talk about that?
Nah.
They would come up and they would sing the song. That was embarrassing, but you would get a little pinata.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You could pick any pinata from the wall when you were a kid.
Damn. That's actually
like
pretty cool.
Sour cream.
My parents are
going like, get.
I just remember, I love their flautas.
Yeah.
I could have eaten, I could have just been like, yeah, just give me a plate of flautas.
That's my favorite, actually, dish.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
But I'm very disappointed to hear that you cannot
raise the flag
of Pancho's anymore.
Like, from what I heard, it started during COVID, which I don't know how they work during COVID because it's a big ass buffet.
You know how?
Right.
You know how we get to change this?
Oh, I know. I already know how I'm going to do it.
We're going to let's have a protest.
I am. I'm pulling Walk Like Gumby from Spotify.
Oh.
Walk Like Gumby will no longer. I'm not. It's either the flag or Walk Like Gumby. Which one do y'all want?
I want the flag back, I can't. I don't even know what Walk Like Gumby is.
Oh, let me play it for you.
I don't know. What does it matter? I mean, I would rather, because like people go to buffet, like regular buffets, you know, and touch all the utensils. Yeah. It's disgusting, but yet they want to take away a flag.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Hookah lounges are allowed to be open, but you take away a flag.
People breathing in like, you know, all spitty, you know, water.
Yeah.
Bring your own mouthpiece.
I saw Lola at a hookah bar. A hookah bar.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised.
At a bar the other day, I'm like, what are you trying to do? Start a new variant? Call it the OMG? All right. We got to take a break. We're right back.
Don't wait. Call today.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. Call the show at 1-888-MZ-LIVE.
Call me on the phone, MZLIVE5 all day. MZLIVE5 all day. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
It started out like any other day.
Hey, Michael, come ride the scooter with us.
Until everything changed.
Oh, my God. Somebody call 911. Help. Somebody help.
Zavala was in Deep Ellum on Labor Day. He and a friend hopped on scooters headed toward downtown when he hit a manhole cover. For Michael, his first scooter ride was his last.
Well, we were able to save the leg. but there were some interesting side effects.
Based on a true story.
What's happening, homie? Where that money at, boo? You my neighborhood.
He's up there, killer. I don't want any trouble.
Leave that man alone!
What the hell?
Did you just block that bullet with your leg?
I guess I did. Well, why is Samuel L. Jackson calling me?
Iron Leg Man, The Last Avenger, coming this summer. This is MZ Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Glingo with your host, Eric Starr.
Woo! Hey guys, welcome to Glingo, where the straights play and the gays get it their way.
I don't know what that means.
Online at mznow.tv. This is MZ Now.
Hey, this is Louie Anderson. You're listening to Michael Zavala. Try to spell that name, huh?
Online at mznow.tv.
I've been seeing this thing called liquid death around a lot.
Yeah, it's water.
Yeah. Didn't realize that. Thought it was an energy drink.
I thought it was like malt liquor.
It looks
like,
really cool.
Kind of like a malt liquor.
Yeah. Well, I had seen, what was it, Tiger Belly. Bobby Lee was interviewing.
Good ass podcast, Tiger Belly.
Yeah, it's Bobby Lee and his girlfriend's podcast. And they were interviewing Bill Burr, and Bill Burr was drinking liquid death. So I thought it was an energy drink, and I'd seen it around like at the gas station and stuff like that. So let me try, because I've been trying different energy drinks because over time my body will get used to one particular brand and I have to change to another one. So I was at a place a few weeks ago and they didn't have any Red Bull or anything. So I said, well, I saw somebody drinking liquid death. I said, well, I'll take that, thinking again it was an energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most disgusting water you've ever tasted in your life. It's just water, not carbonated. It's literally tap water.
And it comes in a can. Which is kind of unstable, in my opinion.
Everything in a can kind of has a little bit of a metallic taste to it.
Yeah.
But it's just like terrible tap water. It really is not good. And it's very deceiving because it's liquid. It's like false advertisement. You know, somebody sued Red Bull because it didn't give them wings.
Are you going to sue Liquid Death?
I'm going to sue Liquid Death. I'm still alive. And I don't understand the death part. Unless the tap water is going to kill you over time. I don't know.
It tastes like death.
It's gross.
Was it like a spring water?
Yeah. What is it supposed to be?
No, it's like a
water from Valley of Death.
I can't remember. It says mountain water, but I think that's mountain water.
Yeah. Mountain water after it's come off the mountain, been through the system. Somebody drank it, peed it out, and it's been processed again and cycled back to the system.
And it rained down the streets of Denver.
Yeah.
In a bad neighborhood.
Oh, no, this isn't Denver. This
Maybe
is
it's Flint water.
Yeah, it might be Flint water.
From the Alps.
Oh.
I don't think so.
So it's Evian in a can.
Yeah.
Gross. Hmm. Evian sucks anyway.
It's bad. So if you're thinking about getting liquid death, Aquafina. Something else.
Nah.
No. Tap water. Actually, get the tap water from wherever you're at.
Aquafina is like Mesquite tap water.
Right.
Yeah. Filtered, I think.
Yeah. The one that I've been drinking lately, it's called Poland Spring, but it's not from Poland.
I was going to say that.
But it's because I looked it up and I was like, wow, this is kind of, I just got it on a whim and I was like, man, this is actually really good. And it's, mm-hmm. I forget where the spring is. It's someplace in America called Poland Spring,
Texas.
I just get the 99 cent. You know, store brand, you know, QT or whatever. And it's fine.
So I have a question for you, Mike. Was your thirst murdered? Because that's what they claim liquid death is.
Absolutely not.
It will murder your thirst.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, you might have a case then.
Yeah. I'm going to take him to court. Now that Chris Sapphire's brother is a lawyer officially now, we're going to start taking on everybody. That's the first thing I said. Not even congratulations. I said, Marcus, we're going to sue everybody now.
I don't think, is he?
No, he's like property or something.
Yeah. Well, now he wants to do real estate. What do you call it? Law, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Try green tea extract, like pills.
Oh, I have those too. I use that for my metabolism.
Oh, wait a minute. Just have take you, the William Shatner.
Yeah, I was about advice. To say, have you tried cocoa?
I mean, I have
something like it.
I was talking to my grandma last night about this, and because, you know, I was saying, you know, Shatner told me to take cocaine, and she goes, yeah, I heard that.
That's what we did back in my day.
Yeah,
she's like, no, we didn't even need to buy it at a dive bar. We just went and got Coca-Cola at the store.
It was the recipe back then. And I said, well, you know, he has lived this long, so he's doing something right. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do now. This patch isn't working. The Starbucks not working.
It's only been like 10 minutes, man. Give us some time.
Yeah, I'll give you an update at the end of the show. How about that?
Well, if you're screaming like a madman,
yeah,
and bouncing off the walls. Out.
Try a coffee
looks,
enema.
Looks like pretty steady,
like a surgeon.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Steady.
Try a coffee enemas.
Ooh,
oh, I've done that.
Ooh, butt chug, butt
on accident.
What accident?
Yeah,
I sat on accident.
Sat on a bag.
A bag of what?
Enemas.
was there Wait coffee in them?
Huh?
Was there coffee?
I don't know.
Them?
I guess so. I got a rush out of it.
Just go home and do the like the bloom bag of heroin thing, but just use the coffee grounds from your coffee pot.
Yeah,
in the bag. Just do that.
You do something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm if sure. I just get a good night's sleep, maybe I wouldn't need so much energy in the day.
A good night's sleep. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had one since 1994.
Man, that was about the last time I did.
You should get COVID, man. I slept great.
Yeah. COVID.
If I get sick. If I get sick, I sleep even worse because I just toss and turn.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to sleep, but it'll never get there. It's like it's a tease.
Have you tried melatonin?
Oh, yeah. No, you know that those Ollie gummies that you told me about?
Yeah,
Kirby? Those work really well.
Yeah, those are really good.
But I can't stay asleep sometimes. I'll fall asleep, not stay asleep. But those, I just bought a new batch yesterday from my melatonin plug. But, all right. I watched Ghostbusters Afterlife last night. Anybody seen it yet?
Nope.
No. It's on my radar, though.
Maybe I shouldn't have put this patch on my left arm, like directly to my heart. Put it on the right arm. It's a little bit further distance, right?
Is it more veiny?
Well, I mean, they're both pretty veiny. I work out in VR, in the metaverse every day. I'm very vascular.
Put it on your neck.
So it goes right to my brain. Ghostbusters Afterlife. All right. I'm going to say this about the original movies.
You mean one and two?
Yeah.
And possibly the...
No, not even. I'm not including the women version.
No. I mean the real Ghostbusters
cartoon
show. Yeah.
No, because I didn't really watch that. I wanted to watch it. I just never knew what time it was on.
It was good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Rob Paulson was a voice on that show.
Yeah, and also...
And Rob Paulson will be on next week, actually, here.
And the funny thing is the... What was it? They talked about this in Rick and Morty, is the guy that did the voice of Garfield also did the voice of what was Bill Murray's character in Ghostbusters? He did the voice of that character on the animated show. And then Bill Murray did the live
Garfield.
The live Garfield.
Yeah.
So it's.
Hmm.
This is a very unpopular opinion. No offense. But the original Ghostbusters, not that great.
Ooh. Okay. So 1984. 1989. I mean, I'll give you Ghostbusters 2, but come on, man. 84 is a...
Not great. I didn't grow up with it. Now, the theme song, fantastic.
Nah, dude.
It's
not
a ripoff.
It's a ripoff.
Yeah, but it's still great.
No,
it's
a ripoff of
Everything's a
rip-off. I Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis. I won't stand for this, okay?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to pull your song off of Spotify now? No, the theme song is great. It's catchy.
Yeah,
whether
it's
a ripoff
I want a new
or
drug.
Not. I mean, you could have ripped off any song. Oombop. Which wasn't around back then, but you could have ripped that off. And
that's why that car dealership around here has had it as their theme song for years.
Could it just rip off?
Oh, God. Yeah.
But the theme song's great. The movie, not that great. Like, it's overhyped. You grew up watching Ghostbusters. Of course, this is going to be a really good... Because back then, too, it's like...
It was groundbreaking. Special effects had a catchy tune.
Right,
had a great cast. Was funny.
If you go up
Sigourney,
and watch it now,
hot Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah,
the villain was actually kind of scary.
Right.
I mean, I don't. Also, Ron Jeremy's in it.
It was too muddled. That's what we use in the business.
Too muddled.
The story's too muddled. Everything's just all over the place. Kind of thrown together.
I don't really remember that much about it.
Right, because it's not that great. Plus, you saw it, you know, 30 years ago, whatever.
I think you're trying to like watch Ghostbusters and expecting Lawrence of Arabia, and you're just not going to get that.
Overrated movie, too. I'm just kidding.
We're about to throw hands.
So I didn't grow up watching the Ghostbusters movie. I heard the theme song, loved the theme song, saw the cartoon when I could see the cartoon. But the movie itself, when I watched it years later, after hearing all the hype, and I could actually sit down and focus on it, was not great. Did not live up to the hype. I'm not talking about special effects, not talking about all that. I'm just talking about the story in general, the whole thing, not that great.
I just don't expect any of those remakes to be that good.
No, I'm talking about the original.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the remake. The remake, not the women version, which I did like, by the way. I did actually like the women version.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the new movie that came out is a remake?
No. It's extended.
Yeah. Okay. So
the sequel, I guess.
So where's our Ghostbusters remake? There's not.
The women version.
Okay. So then we're talking about the women version.
Yeah. Women version. I didn't think it was bad. No, I enjoyed it. I've seen it like two or three times. I like it better than the originals.
Oh.
Wow.
Unpopular opinion. I liked the women version of Ghostbusters better than the original Ghostbusters.
Oh, God. No, it's not. It's not at all.
That is funny. Got Bill Murray in it.
Like the original.
Got some. Tried the villain. Wasn't that bad?
No. The car was stupid.
He's thinking all of his critiques.
No, it was awful. It was absolutely awful.
So I watch it on a plane a lot too, because it's a quick, you know, funny light movie. Very muddled.
It was
Kristen Wiig's in it.
It was.
I don't do this often, but I have to agree with Clark.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you like the original Ghostbusters? Or you're saying you don't like the. The women version one.
Yeah, it wasn't that like entertaining.
It was too formulaic, where basically they just took everything and like flipped it on its side.
Yeah.
You know what I really got tired of in the women's one?
All the women talking?
Yeah, well, okay. You know what else I got tired of?
Yeah.
And it's one thing that actually I'm really, really getting tired of in movies, in all movies, It's the whole.
I can't believe I couldn't get my head wrapped around this movie. Yeah. How can all these women be out of the kitchen working at the same time? Who's cooking?
So, what I was going to say was the awkward pause.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The timing.
Like where it's like they're going to say something and then they're going to mutter about how that wasn't supposed to go the way it was and now you're covered in slime. And
then it pauses for like a beat and then something big happens.
And then they just all kind of look at each other and it's like, yeah, that was... And, you know, I mean, I know that was kind of like an Adam McKay God, what is the dude's name? You know, those Will Ferrell movies like that? I know that was like a big player in their movies, but then that kind of thing has really run its course. And also, did Kate, I forget because I only saw it once, but did we have a good clue about Kate McKinnon's scoliosis in the Ghostbusters?
I never noticed it.
Yeah.
I've actually never noticed it. I noticed she walked a little kind of weird, but I just thought that was her character that she was playing in some stuff until you brought it up, and then there was an article written about it the other day I posted.
I'm just saying, if like the Kate McKinnon character, who's supposed to be kind of like Egon, like if they would have made Egon in the same scope that they did Kate McKinnon's like interpretation of the smart nerdy character,
they'd
have been like, Egon's kind of a damn creep.
Yeah.
And also like how they drooled over Chris Hemsworth, you know, in that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like if they would have had those four guys drooling over Annie Potts, dude, it's one of those things where I'm like, y'all didn't really do it. Y'all didn't, like, Annie Potts wasn't a sex symbol.
Right.
She was just, you know, there.
Right.
And the nerdy...
Where she should be, right?
What?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Where she should be?
Right where the secretary is.
Right.
Yeah. It's exactly her role.
Who's answering the phone if they're all out chasing ghosts?
Exactly. No, but that was kind of the whole deal, because I looked at it and I'm like, yeah, but they didn't drool over Annie Potts.
You know?
They weren't like, hey Janine or whatever her name was, come here, I need you to help me with this. Close the door behind you. It was kind of like and then also I think in some parts I think Melissa McCarthy is,
they didn't Mad Men it, is what you're saying,
right?
Yeah.
So I just kind of thought like, oh yeah, you didn't really flip it on its heels, you just made a version,
right,
of it. And then like the injection of this cameo and that cameo was just kind of a little awful.
Doesn't Bill Murray die? His character die in the...
Well, that's not that wasn't his character.
Right, but his character, that whatever character he's playing, dies,
I see what
right?
you're saying, yeah. And then they brought in... Then they brought in Ernie Hudson, who was supposed to be... Was he supposed to be... God, I forget his name. Winston? From the original?
I can't remember.
Man, and then, I don't know. And then they had a hearse for the ghost, the Ghostbuster car, which, I'm like, that doesn't, no, it's supposed to be an old ambulance.
So,
I don't know. I did not enjoy it.
I took it at what it was, because I didn't really care for the originals, so I just took it for its own standalone thing, and I enjoyed it. And plus, I'm a big fan of Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, I like the female cast. It was really good.
She was awful. She was all right. Not awful, but she was all right.
Well, I mean, I like Kristen Wiig and then Melissa McCarthy's like comedy.
Yeah.
So if they would have like let them put more of their comedy throughout the whole movie, I think it would have been good.
Yeah, and then let's have Leslie. What's her name?
Jones.
Yeah, let's have.
I like her too.
Let's have her yell some more, a lot more. That was great.
I think that was a rough time for her actually.
Yeah.
Because I think she got some backlash like from people.
Who Leslie did?
Yeah, she did.
For yelling?
Just her like character. Well, actually, not her character, just her personally.
Well, she was just playing herself.
Personally attacked in the movie for doing that movie, and I'm just like, why? She's an actress. Let her.
Yeah.
Just do
oh no. Well, there, no. There, I know that there were a bunch of Ghostbuster fanboys that were just already shredding the movie before it came out. No, I at least gave it a chance.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest with you, I wasn't like it's not like I vehemently hated it and was just like, oh my God, I got to go write a blog about this and make my opinion known. I was just kind of, I went and saw it with my sister and I looked at it and we both had the same conclusion on it, that it just really wasn't that great.
Right.
That it didn't capture like the Ghostbuster spirit. And then it kind of turned into like all the
special effects,
all the special effects, kind of were cartoony.
Yeah, they were. It was more on the cartoony side. But so was the original.
No, it wasn't.
The original, they had a giant marshmallow guy.
That's perfect.
I mean, cartoony in the fact that like I don't know what I'm trying to.
I know what you mean. It's a little Nickelodeon.
Yeah. A lot of
slime.
Like the proton packs that they used in the remake.
Yeah.
They look kiddish. They didn't look menacing at all. Whereas the proton packs that the 1984 version, it was like, man, these guys look kind of like they're not f-ing around.
Yeah.
Everything kind of looked like I made my own Halloween costume. Look how I did it. And I'm like, oh, okay, you kind of got it, but you know, you're not emitting any kind of ominous tones with it.
So with all that being said about the past, the Ghostbusters of the past, Ghostbusters Afterlife, you know, I've said I'm not a big fan of the first two. I like the women version, you know, for what it was.
You're
standalone.
Just trying to get laid.
I think Kristen's married or something now, so it's not.
No, I mean, you're just trying to perpetuate that you know you're a woke individual.
I am. I'm very woke, and I got this patch.
Yeah,
keeps me awake.
Yeah, a woke individual that attacks homeless people.
Right. He attacked me. I was saving an old lady in front of me. Can I take your order the whole time? The funniest thing for me though, I'm trying not to laugh, was all that was taking place in front of the speaker box, and the lady's still trying to. I'm like, can you not hear what's going on? Can you not hear the words coming out of my mouth?
I mean, he wasn't a homeless. Well, he was.
I don't think he was homeless. I think he had a car and he drove off.
But first, he's a convict. So if anything, Michael was saving people from not getting murdered.
Right.
So,
yeah.
He was a murderer.
I have a new foundation now, giving money to convicts.
He's Batman.
I'm Batman. I am. I literally saved a whole line of people at Jack in the Box with $32.
So go back to Afterlife.
Yes. Bruce Wayne, what his superpower is, or Batman, what his superpower is. He says, because I got money. And that was my superpower. I didn't have to lift a fist. I just said, here's $32. Now leave these people alone. And they went away. Then I branded them with a bat, a little bat brand.
So are you saying Batman should have just money whipped the Joker and everything would have been fine?
He tried to do it.
Have you seen the bat pizza?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It looks disgusting.
Little Caesars. Is that a real thing?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm going to order it.
I got to look it up.
But, is it in shape of a bat or is
it? It's in the Batman logo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's great. Like I might even buy it today, actually. Ghostbusters Afterlife. Fantastic.
Really? Okay. I'm
fantastic.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say it wasn't that good.
No, it's great. It's a good kind of standalone on its own. I mean, it's not a standalone. It definitely is in the same universe.
Okay.
But in its own way, it kind of reboots it and it's a new cast of characters and all of that. And the way they honored what came before and the way they possible sequels and stuff, I thought they did a great job. There was even some funny moments in it where I laughed out loud. I thought it was great. And it takes a lot right now for me to sit down and actually pay attention to the movie, like not play on my phone, not do something else. I'm actually watching a movie, and I watch, I would say, nonstop, uninterrupted, 98% of the movie.
Wow.
Which is a big accomplishment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the post-scene credits, great.
Cool. Great. Does Nick Fury come and
nope.
play?
Nope. Not in this universe.
Mm-hmm. So is there something at the end of the credits?
Yes.
They wait for? Okay.
Yes. It's very, there's also a nod to the guy that died.
Harold Ramis?
Yep. Harold Ramis. The whole thing actually is kind of like a thank you and kind of a love note to him.
Oh.
Which is also very sweet. Yeah, it's a great movie.
I think I want to say that he was a big part of writing the first one. I know it was an Ivan Reitman film, the first Ghostbusters.
Well, Dan Aykroyd's one most of it. He's like the right. spearhead of all that.
Right. You know, going back, I remember I remember kind of reading about the original Ghostbusters, and I think for the role that Ernie Banks played, they wanted to get Ernie Hudson.
Oh,
who's been on the show, by the way.
Yeah, they wanted to get, I think, Eddie Murphy for that role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I could have sworn that John Candy was considered mm-hmm. to be one of the cast members.
That would have been a totally different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I would have actually liked that movie.
Oh, okay. But then what about what's his name? God, why am I having a hard time remembering names? The accountant that lived next door to Sigourney Weaver.
I don't even remember.
The guy that was in Honey, I Shrunk Your Kids.
Yeah, Rick Moranis. Yeah, yeah. You know, I couldn't remember while we're sitting here talking. I'm like, was he in Ghostbusters? Or am I thinking of Little Shop of Horrors or whatever?
Oh, he was in that too.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah.
I got him confused.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I love Rick Moranis.
Maybe Steve Martin would have been a good Ghostbuster, although that would have been just kind of like all over the place because that was still part of that was still in the time where Steve Martin was like, you know, he was in his early Tom Hanks part of his career.
Right.
Where he was wacky and zany. And then, you know, you make a dramatic movie and then you kind of turn your career.
Once he makes that Cheaper by the Dozen, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Well, yeah.
5, 6, and 7. That really changes your perspective on life. You start to grow up, you mature a little bit.
And he's been old for a long time.
Yeah, he's still doing stuff because
I know
Martin Short have some kind of
Only Murders.
Show.
Only Murders
on Hulu.
I heard it's good, but I don't.
It is good.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah,
I think that's why I'm not watching.
The storyline was good. I mean, yeah, it was good. I'm just looking at him like, dude, you've been old ever since I can remember.
For a long time.
And I'm almost like,
well, he's got that. He's got that
premature.
That premature gray thing. Because I want to say he's the same age as my dad. And
but
he's from Waco.
But he hasn't aged, though, at all.
Steve Martin's from Waco?
Exactly the same.
He was born in Waco.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. You know, that's the blessing about looking older when you're younger, is that you stay, people make fun of you for a little bit, and then they start aging and you stay the same.
Well, it's the same thing with...
Like Patrick Stewart.
Or Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Like, that guy was pretty much the same age from, I mean, he had the same hair.
Yeah.
But I want to say Steve Martin was the same age as my dad. And, you know, he definitely had gray hair before. Like, he had the kind of gray where it was like there was a little bit of, I mean, it was more salt than pepper mm-hmm. in the 70s. But then by the full-blown 80s, like, that was, you know, notebook
Santa
white.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it stayed that way. You know, when we were coming up, that's how we know him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Eric was laughing at me. We went to brunch a couple weeks ago, the show, before we started this year back. We were doing some prep work and we all went to brunch, and I invited my buddy Clayton, and then he invited Bruce, who's a mutual friend, and I always have a great time hanging out with Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of let me try to describe him. I tell people I based Patriot Pete off of him, which isn't actually true, but I tell him that. He's a little country boy, barbecuing, served in the military and stuff.
At least like the wardrobe.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was, Clayton, or was it Clayton?
Well,
or
Clayton
Bruce,
was...
Or Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, if Bruce was, you know, 100 and... How much you weigh? 107 pounds?
I can wish. Thank you. Thank
fat,
you.
Fat
thank
ass.
You.
I thought they both looked like just normal guys.
I'm just talking about, like, personality.
Oh, I didn't
like, personality-wise, you could tell they're not from the big city, or you can tell Bruce not from the big city, you know? He's got a family out in the country.
Yeah, city boys don't have families.
Right.
Yeah.
He's barbecuing every weekend, and he's super funny. And I always have a great time when I hang out with Bruce, but I only hang out with him maybe once a year.
His favorite show is Last Man Standing.
Right.
I thought it was The Ranch.
The Ranch, yeah. No, Bruce is great. I love Bruce.
No, he's hilarious.
I always tell him to, like, I just make fun of him, and that's why I say, I make him sound more country than what he really is. So that's why I said I based Patriot Pete off.
What's that like?
What do you mean? I would never do that to anybody else. It's just a me and Bruce thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Everything else is 100% spot on.
What?
So I'm sitting there, and I really do enjoy hanging out with this guy. And I wonder why, like, we literally live 2 minutes apart from each other, and I see him once a year. And so every time I see him and after we hang out and I've realized how much fun I have with him, I'm like, why don't you invite me over?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have these cookouts all the time. Why don't you invite me over? I'll come over and we can hang out and do this all the time. We live 2 minutes apart from each other. And he looks at me and he goes, Michael, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to Eric. I said, actually, he's right. Because every time I say that, he will literally text me every time he's having a cookout for like 2 months straight. And I said, Bruce, I got to be honest with you. That's what I said at the brunch. I said, I will give you that. You do text me and you do ask me to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm a very busy guy, as you know, and usually I don't have time to just, you know, go to hang out with people at their house. But every single time
mm-hmm.
that you've texted me, I am doing absolutely nothing. Nothing.
But at this point, I don't think you're even addressing to him. You're explaining to me as if he was not there. Because, yeah, he texts me. I look at it and I put it down. I don't know. Who wants to do that? Go to a barbecue? I don't have time for that. I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah.
And he's looking at him like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, I literally am doing 100% nothing. I'm laying on the couch thinking, boy, I wish I could do something right now. I wish somebody would invite me to do something. Bing, there's Bruce on the phone. I'd pick up the phone, look at it. Nah. And I put it back down. Don't even respond to it.
He is admitting to this guy's face like that. He ignores his phone calls and his text messages as he's not even in the same, like, right next to him.
Yeah.
That's Bruce bold, like, dude.
Bruce is like,
bold.
What?
Well, yeah.
I think Bruce gets it because after like 2 months, he'll stop texting me. And then it'll start again the next time we hang out because I'll be like, text me. I'll come out. I'll blah, blah, blah. But then just because you know what it is? He's so funny and he's so entertaining that I feel like I have to put that kind of energy out too.
Right.
And so it's like,
really?
When I'm there, like laying at the house, I don't have the energy to be like Mr. Entertainer. So when I get that text, I'm like, oh, that just seems exhausting. Cause now we're going to be joking around together and stuff. That takes a lot out of me. You know, I just want to have a nice quiet dinner at that point, not entertain and, you know, do Patriot Pete bits and stuff like that. So
it kind of reminds me of the whole, like, if you had to hang out with Robin Williams.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like, well,
if I was already out and I saw him, like, let's say I walked in the Vicarage, I was already ready to be out and entertain, and Robin's there.
No.
Yes.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. Like, if you had to hang, like, if you knew him as a colleague, and, like, sure, you get past the whole, like, you know, you've been knowing him for like 2-3 years, and it's like, oh, Robin wants to go out and have dinner. And you're like, this is going to be one of the most exhausting experiences of my life. And it's like, you got to get amped up for it. And you got to be like, oh, I got to, you know, I got to be on his level. And it's, you know.
Yeah, but I think like a dinner, a one-on-one dinner, Robin would probably be more calm.
You sure?
I would think so,
man,
yes.
Man, because I think that guy was always on. I don't think he ever flipped it off.
Well, like Kevin Hart, when I've hung out with him, he's been on.
Like how many times?
All the one time that I hung out with him. he was on the entire time.
Did he actually look up to you?
He did look up to me. Have you never seen the picture?
No.
Of me towering over him?
No, I haven't.
I'm gloating. I have a Red Bull in my hand. Like, yeah.
You're like, first time ever.
Yeah.
So why do you have to feel like you have to be on? Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like if I go out and I'm not funny or, you know, joking around and stuff and I just want to chill, people are like, what's wrong? You know, they always come out like, are you sick? What's going on? And you know what I mean? And then I have to, then eventually I'll get into the mood and I'll ramp up and turn on. But it just takes a lot of energy.
Well, you don't owe people anything.
Yeah.
I know. I don't feel like I do. I want to be, if I'm going to somebody's house, I want to contribute. That's my gift. I'm bringing my gift of humor.
Okay.
Some people bring wine.
You don't.
Some people bring it. I'm the court jester. And if I can't jest.
Dude, that's not, and nobody's owed that.
No. Like, but I mean, feel like that's what I want to do.
Well, I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine. Go ahead and do it.
It's just a lot of energy.
Right. No, of course it is. Because, I mean, you're always sitting there just kind of, you know, thinking up quips here and there. But the weird part about it is, like, when you're thinking about quips and little, you know, little funny comments, you're never going to follow through. The best part is when that stuff develops organically.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even if it develops organically, I have to be at a certain energy point.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And so
sure.
to get to that energy point, it's like, it's exhausting. If I'm not already there, if I'm at, so to get to there, I got to be at least a six.
Is that why you're if getting, I'm at a three, is that why you're getting the patch?
Yeah, I'm getting the patch like, to see if I can go to Bruce's house now. Honestly, I really feel like another reason, I'm not sure, I can't read his wife.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
I told him this too. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if your wife likes me or not. I don't know. Like some people I can judge. I can read people pretty quick. That's my superpower. That and having $32 in my wallet to pay off guys bothering people in Jack in the Box lines. But I can read people very well. And when I see that when there's somebody I can't really judge how, like, I don't know how far my line is. You know, I can't tell where my threshold is. Am I bothering this person? Am I being annoying? Like, I can't judge that. And his wife, you know, I don't want to make his wife upset. So if I'm going there and I'm being too much, I can't gauge because Bruce is going to follow me.
All right.
You know what I mean? So I can't judge the wife. Maybe the wife's like, I wish this guy would go home. We got to put the kids to bed. We got to do it. So it's a whole thing. And now I'm stressed out about that. You see what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of mental stuff going on in my mind.
I care way too much about what people think.
Totally agree.
About in their own house.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm not talking about even then, if we go out to eat. When we go out to eat, we're in my world.
There's no reason for you to be on your best behavior when you go. I mean, I get it. Like,
but not, you're at somebody's home.
No, still be yourself, though. And if you can't be yourself, then...
No, I'm saying, but, you know,
I get what
when
you
do
mean.
I leave?
I know.
I get what you mean.
You know why? Because I expect the same people to do that in my house. Like, I don't want people to come over. I've had people come over, and they didn't know when to leave. They didn't know
what
to
do. Are you talking about me when I went that one time?
No, you were fine.
Oh, okay.
I was happy to have you and Kirby there so I could talk. I lost my voice within 5 minutes because I hadn't talked so long. No, but there's some people that come over the house, and they just don't know when to leave. And I never want to be that guy.
I know.
Because I don't want to put myself, so that's why I think about that, because I don't want to, you know, especially when they got kids.
Well, you know, there's a simple thing to avoid that.
Not going over.
No.
What?
Well, not as simple.
Oh.
No, just tell them straight up and be like, hey, whenever you feel like I need to go, just tell me and I can go.
Yeah, but people don't do that.
Do that though.
No, yeah, they'll be like, oh, sure, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
And then they never do it. And then they're like, then I won't get a text to come back for another 3 months.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like you're building something up inside your head.
Absolutely.
That when it comes to hanging out with friends, you're putting like either way too much pressure on yourself
at their home
to be number one, entertaining.
Yeah.
Number two, like when the where the threshold is to where I've become a bad friend because I hung out too long with someone that I hadn't seen before in a long time.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like with real friends, like you should never have to feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't want to bother anybody. So like, because I don't want to be bothered.
Well.
And I've had a lot of bad friends.
Once again.
So you know what I mean?
Once again, nobody owes you anything and you don't owe anybody else anything other than, you know, just a
actually,
little
there's
bit
a
of
lot
time.
Of people that owe me a lot of money.
Well, that's not, we're not talking about that.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that the feelings that you want to evoke from someone, they don't owe you that.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I know.
You don't
that.
Owe them anything. Other
no.
than other than be like, hey, if you feel like I'm taking too much of your time, I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be awkward. You just be like, hey, I realize like we get very little time and we're all very busy.
Well, they're not very busy. I am. I'm very busy.
Well, then just say that.
You know.
Then actually put the onus on you.
Yeah, but then here's what happens, and I get to have a good time and I don't want to leave.
Yeah. And that's been Social Hacks with Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like you're overthinking.
Oh,
something.
For sure. But
I think you don't want to go. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I really don't want to. It's a lie.
I'm just
tired. That's what it is. I think that's really what it is.
I'm just trying to be a good person. And Eric's like, no, you just don't want to go.
Just, yeah.
I'm
just,
like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, so then you do
now,
yourself
if it's
a favor.
Restaurant, though, if we were going to the restaurant, perfect.
I think
I have no problem.
I think because you know if you go to a restaurant, there's a time limit.
Yeah, maybe
not even
yeah.
really a time we limit. Eat. You just always there's it's a public
but,
place and you can leave at your own recovery.
Yeah, right. But Mark has I mean Mark. Michael has more
oh
control.
Oh my gosh.
Michael has more control of it. Like, oh, are you ready to go? Okay, let's go. And we can leave. And if you enjoy yourself, you can say, let's go over here and meet up and hang out some more. Or he can just
you're
say,
right.
I got things to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the studio or go back
like
home.
Like when we went to the Old Crow that one time.
Yeah.
we stayed.
No, it was me and Clark.
Oh.
We went to a place, everything closes in Dallas at like 12.
Oh, yeah.
And the only place we'd go to after that, because I wasn't ready to go home, we were having a conversation. And I said, we had to go all the way across town to this one place that was the only place on the street that was open till like too, and we stayed there. And but you know what I mean. You could, Eric's right. You can leave, and if you are enjoying the time and you can feel everyone's having a good time, then you can go somewhere else. Like you're more in control of the circumstance. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I've seen Michael like amped up. Like he goes, I'm not ready to go home yet. Let's go do something else.
Let's go to Denny's.
Let's go rob a liquor store.
Go hit some licks.
Let's go to the strip club.
Yeah. What? That one time we were driving.
Yeah. And you turned your head all the way around. Away. And we're on the highway away from the road.
But yeah, that may be what it is. Maybe it's just me trying to pretend like I'm a good guy, but I'm not a good guy because I don't really want to hang out with people. That makes sense. I'll accept that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll accept that.
Live that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I did my good deed for the week. I saved all those people in line. I don't have to go to somebody's house.
Because it sounds exhausting, man.
Yeah.
And I just show up places. I'm low energy as possible.
Yeah.
And that's the standard that people expect.
Right. But now I set a standard too high.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
That's what I did. I set my standard too high. I shot myself in the foot. Mm-hmm. All right. Real quick. Eric, we'll just do a quick summary. Dexter's New Blood.
Oh, well, my one word to sum up, I was unsatisfied.
Oh.
It was good, but I was just unsatisfied. Like, I need more.
My one word is the opposite of yours.
Really?
And my word.
Satisfied.
My word is satisfied.
Really?
Yeah. Satisfied.
The only reason, see, I was satisfied up until I got to the ending. So I just wanted there to be more, like, kind of like an open-ended thing, like, more is coming, so.
And more could be coming, but not with, we'll just tell, if you haven't seen it by this point, it's been out. Dexter dies at the end.
What?
Finally. Yeah. Thank you.
And
I have to watch the thing.
He's killed by his son.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, great.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Now, the son could continue, the show could continue with the son, and Dexter could be his.
Is the son a good character?
Yeah, his son's great, I thought.
It was really good. The actor's good. The background, everything is good. Yeah, about the son.
Like, would it be the same show, though?
No.
No, but it would be a good show.
Yeah. Because the son's got a little bit more human. Now, the reason that the climax to where the son kills Dexter seemed a little rushed.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't be like you. And then he kills his dad and then leaves.
He's like,
now you got to live with the death of your dad.
But now you are just like him.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it's like, Dexter came, it's like, we got to get out of here. We got to go now. And his son comes like, I don't want to leave. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here. He goes, we had no choice. We have to go. And then, so Dexter's like, okay, shoot me. So he shoots Dexter. The cops come and he has to leave anyways.
Yeah.
The cops all like, you have to get out of here. Leave, son. Dexter's son. And he goes, I'm like, so what was the point? He should have left to begin with. Now he's leaving.
And he's fatherless.
Yeah.
And he's fatherless.
He looked for his father his entire life, found him for 10 weeks, shot him, and then left him right back where he came from.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
The show's great. No, it's great.
No, it was very satisfying. No, because this is one of those shows that everybody hyped up, and then like the first series when it concluded, everybody wasn't satisfied with it. It's the same thing with Game of Thrones.
No, like, I mean,
I haven't seen one episode of Game of Thrones, and like
that's too overhyped. Yeah,
the final season came out, so many people were bitching about it.
Yeah,
and then the ending, and I'm like, well, cool, thanks, thank you. You just saved me.
Well, it's
hours of my life.
The book for the final season is not out yet, so it wasn't even written.
Okay,
so that's their predictions of what.
Right.
Okay.
They just made it up.
But Dexter, like the normal seasons, is good.
Okay.
This last season. I mean, I would say it was good for what it was. Like it's his own thing.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's something that if you had any interest in the original series, watch this because it does give you the closure. It does close off. There's no like, I mean, it could continue, but with the son, it'd be a different show. But Dexter's life has ended. His whole thing. You see where he started, where he went, and then how it ends.
You know, I think we need to expand on this, not Dexter, but just the whole I don't like to say remake, and it's not a sequel, but it's more like a revisit where time goes by a significant amount of time, and you know, just kind of break down the few shows that have done it, and then what other shows we would like to see.
MASH.
So
I mean, that actually That might actually be good.
Go back to the Korean War.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they probably would do it where they're either in Vietnam or maybe even
all drone show.
It's they don't ever leave the assisted living facility they're in. They just see it in the metaverse, and Hawkeye is explaining all the things they had to do by walking through a virtual Vietnam.
Yeah, but not the
or Korea. I mean, where were they at?
They were in Korea.
Korea, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, the way the show ended, they were saying, "Oh, well, thank God we're getting out of here." And then they're like, well, it looks like things are already ramping up in Vietnam. And they're like, oh. And then that's how it ends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's implied that at least a few of them end up in Vietnam. And then they made Aftermath, which was, you know.
Klinger's still wearing a dress.
Oh, dude.
In the assisted living home. at the VA.
No, I think Klinger just went for the full-blown, you know, transition.
You think so?
Might. I don't know, man.
No,
that's
like,
Ginger.
Like straight RuPaul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became a star.
He taught RuPaul.
Yes.
That's RuPaul's drag mother.
That would be even great. That would be even better.
That's a whole show right there. Get on the phone with Logo. Eric, will you call Logo?
Okay.
We're going to make this a hit. Call World of Wonder. Klinger is RuPaul's drag mother.
Yes.
Done.
His fairy
That's the pitch.
I would watch that.
I would too.
Hell yeah.
And he's still, Jamie's still working. You can get Jamie to come out and do that. Absolutely. He would do it. I'm going to call Alan Alda. We'll make this happen.
I think we need to revisit Green Acres. What the hell happened to that town?
Oh, it's gentrified. And it's got a Starbucks now. There's no more Green Acres.
I just saw that on the other day, and they were trying to turn their town into the rutabaga capital of the world.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's such a good show, though.
It was. It was funny.
It was.
Didn't both the twins dead?
Zsa and... Are you talking about the Gabors?
The Gabor sisters. Both of them are dead now, right?
I mean...
Because the one on Green Acres died years ago, and then Zsa just died a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could look it up on my iPad.
That'll be homework for the listeners.
Yeah, yeah. There was three of them. Two of them died in the 90s, and then one in...
There was Ava, okay. Zsa, and I've...
Ava was the one in Green Acres.
Magda.
She was a younger
Something
sister?
Something like that.
Or older sister.
I don't know. This thing just died again.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZ Now.